ZBA Mobile.
You gotta find somebody who wants to talk to you.
I just had my mufflers cut off my Mustang, and boy, does it sound good.
How you doing, Dave? It's N0TR. Well, what'd you do, have some bad muffler bearings?
You said, what did I do, and I didn't get the last part.
I said, did you have some bad muffler bearings?
Wanted to be able to hear my pony when I get down on it, and it's still quiet as long as you're just putting along, but if you step down on it, man, you're gonna know it.
So it's a way to get even with your rowdy neighbors.
Guy, he's got a 2011 Mustang GT, and his is red, and it's got a Roush intake and a Roush muffler or exhaust system, and boy, it sounds even better than mine.
Yeah, when I designed those, I had that in mind.
Is your last name? Well, could you hook me up? I mean, I couldn't afford to put an intake and an exhaust on it from Roush. That's just a little bit more than my pocketbook can stand.
Well, that's R-O-U-S-H, and mine is R-O-U-S-E, so I don't be any much help to you there, Dave.
Why, if I have a cow, I just had to pay this guy $100 to do this. He just cut them off, cut the mufflers off, they're right at the back, and welded the tips back on, and it looks just like it did, but it sounds a heck of a lot better.
Well, you know, it seems to me like that's a little bit below your age group. I didn't stutter. Sound like a juvenile delinquent. It's like me when I got a motorcycle, I'd pull the baffles out of it, and on those two cycles, it was terrible. So I decided it was better to leave the baffles in it, but it did sound like it was going better.
My bike, my Valkyrie, is a horizontally opposed six-cylinder, and you can buy straight pipes for it. It's got a muffler system built in, and it, you know, it has a little growl to it, but not much. And boy, I'm telling you, I've heard one with straight pipes, and it sounds like a small block V8. But you have to rejet the carbs and make it run a little richer, because it taking that back pressure away leans it out too much, and you'll have a little trouble when you tip in the throttle. It'll want to bog down on you.
This is NZ0TR. Yeah, well, I know I had a 250 YDS3 Yamaha, and it needed that back pressure. It was designed for it. Now, if you put expansion chambers on there, it was different. But then back in them days, in the 60s, they'd arrest you for noisy pipes. That is one of the biggest flaws that I see in Harley-Davidsons, is that most of them are straight pipes. The ones that are muffled sound nice and quiet. I can't see somebody riding a long distance and having noisy pipes. That just defeats the whole purpose of the tranquility of the beautiful scenery you're riding through.
There's one thing, and I guess I would have to spend about $850 for the pipes, and then another $400 to get the carbs rejetted. So that's $1,250, and I don't know. I enjoy the bike like it is, so I think I'll just leave it alone.
I think that's a wise decision, and enjoy the country and the beauty and the wind, but noisy tailpipes impress somebody. I don't see that. Now, on Harleys, if they're just riding them for show, and like most Harley riders, they put them in a trailer and tow them where they're going, to Sturgis or whatever, and then ride them up and down the main street. Well, that's fine if you want to make noise. But if you want to hear your grandchildren, that's not such a good option.
And, it's kind of hard to communicate with your buddy, too, if you're riding with somebody. You're yelling at each other at the traffic light like you're mad at each other or something. Because you can't hear each other, what each other's saying, especially me. I'm about half deaf anyway.
Dave, and I've rode thousands of miles on them, and I don't like loud pipes. It's just not my thing. I don't like the way Harleys are designed with one cylinder behind the other cylinder because of the cooling problem, but in longevity, I'd much rather have a Honda or a Yamaha. And I'd certainly leave the tailpipes in place. That's, wow, they went to a lot of trouble to design those that way. Now, I heard, it's been a few years ago, not many, that they even had some of these cars now where they could vary the sound inside the cabin of the car to give you more of a room, you know? And the ones I find funny is these little bitty small sports cars, and they almost inevitably will have a Spanish fella in them, and you can just about tell it. They're squatted way down, and they have those kazoo mufflers in them, like that, and they're not going anywhere.
No noise and no go. That's the way it is. Yeah, I kind of chuckle at those myself.
Yeah, they sound like a kazoo. Or a whole chorus of kazoos. Now, I like the way the Mustangs sound. My neighbor's kids have got one. And boy, when she takes out of there with that thing, she puts her foot in it. And buddy, you know it. But we have a Harley rider that comes by there quite often. And he comes by way early in the morning and just wakes up non-working people on his way to work each day. And then every evening, about 4 or 5, he comes up that big hill, and all you can hear is that as he comes by your house because he's coming up a hill.
Well, anytime you're getting into throttle, any machine like that, internal combustion engine, you're going to get more exhaust noise, so... I just laid into mine going up that steep hill on Wade Hampton there where they built that new Spink station. And it sounded good. I got in second gear and laid down on it a little bit. Oh, man.
Yeah, I heard it that time. I was listening for it. I can hear it. It's not objectionable on the radio, but yeah, they sound good. I like the sound of those, and I love hot rods, no doubt about that. Was raised around them all my life. I never was affluent enough to own one, but boy, I wish you could come over and see these ones my neighbor has and he's building. You'd get a kick out of that one he's building now. He slowed down on it because his barn isn't insulated yet. And he just built a 24 by 30, I think it is. And even the big 42-inch fan in there is blowing hot air. And Tim, he don't like hot. He'll be out there working when it's 32 degrees. But he don't like hot. And that's where that car is he's rebuilding. But Dave, we're over here at the lake house, and we're going to drop off some of these logs that light themselves and burn themselves, you know. because we don't use them. The kids will use them in their fire pit to get fires started, and I had some left over, six of them, I think. And we don't use them in the fireplace anymore. We don't run the fireplace anymore, period. It's an insert. So I'll let you go. Good talking to you, and have fun with that stud horse. KB4CVA in 02R.
I pulled in the neighborhood, and then I remembered I needed to make one more stop. Anyway, 73. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, this is KB4CBA Mobile.
GW4FCM. 4SU, GW4FCM. DM sign.